WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by FiberMax Cotton Seed from Bayer Crop Science. FiberMax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at FiberMax.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. For more than a year, College Station City staff and consultants have been meeting with Welborn community residents. This has been part of developing the formerly unincorporated community that was annexed under opposition almost 2 years ago. Mayor Nancy Berry attended a recent neighborhood meeting.
A number of the people that had been in front of City Council and arguing were there and were very enthusiastic.
So, oh, wonderful.
Yeah, okay. I thought it was a very positive move, and so we're moving in that direction.
One of the options is building retail businesses along Live Oak Street, which runs parallel to Welborn Road.
They were saying that could be, you know, a little town center where they could have a coffee shop or a little ice cream parlor or something, and that, you know, if they didn't want anything more than two stories, then that's the way the zoning would go. So it was an opportunity for them to create what they wanted to see in Welborn.
Another idea is signage along Welborn Road using railroad ties to welcome motorists to the neighborhood. And this week's local weather forecast couldn't be better to catch some rare comet watching. Don Corona at the A&M Observatory says, look for the Pan-STARRS comet under the crescent moon as the sun sets below the horizon.
You should definitely be prepared. In other words, go out before the sun sets, and then right after the sun dips below the horizon, then get your binoculars out and start looking for the crescent moon, because it's coming off a new moon. And that'll give you a good marker to sort of where to spot the comet. Tonight, you should be able to see it fine right after the sun sets, but you definitely need an unobstructed view of the west.
Corona says there is a 30-minute window to see the comet each evening this week, with tonight being the best night. And $2 billion from the state's Rainy Day Fund could be applied to increasing water supplies. State Representative Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station says the Brazos River Authority needs $20 to $30 million for projects in his district.
I met with the BRA, and we started talking about some projects and how we can get those funded, especially these small communities that are having water issues, and primarily Marlin, Bremont, Cossie, Groesbeck. So with a possibility of a project right there in the middle of those three counties to serve, you know, 5 to 6 small communities, those are going to be high priority.
Cassell says money also has to be found to take care of growing wastewater treatment and disposal needs. And a Houston-based company with a location in College Station is the subject of the latest settlement with the Texas Attorney General's office. Tom Kelly with the AG's office says dark tan salons can no longer advertise their tanning beds can help prevent cancer.
Add vitamin D to the body and perhaps reduce the risk of cancer. Those kind of claims are not allowable under the law in Texas or maybe most states.
Kelly says the FDA would have to agree with those health benefits, and they haven't.
And there's a price to be paid if you're going to go out and make false advertising claims like this.
Dark Tan must pay nearly $142,000 to resolve those advertising claims. And anti-toll road activists will be pushing lawmakers today to drop plans for tax increases and especially drop plans for toll roads. Terry Hall of Texans Uniting for Reform and Freedom says the proposals now in the legislature are crazy and would tax people out of their cars.
In fact, one bill would raise your gas tax 10 cents a gallon and double your vehicle registration fee.
She says a proposal on the table would provide $3 billion for roads today by using the vehicle sales tax money, the existing tax Texans already pay anytime they buy a new or used vehicle, for roads, as was intended, instead of for general revenue. She suspects the long-term goal is for lawmakers to tell citizens there's no money available, so they'll have to accept toll roads. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 45 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by FiberMax Cotton Seed from Bayer Crop Science. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Summer is right around the corner. Your friends at AeroFit want to remind you now is the time to get swimsuit fit. AeroFit's fitness facilities include indoor and outdoor swimming pools, racquetball, tennis, basketball, an indoor track, and the latest in exercise equipment. With four AeroFit locations to better serve you, you can now join and get 50% off your first month, plus two complimentary training sessions, a $150 value. Call, come by, or click AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you.
We're Total Fitness.
Be about 6:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
The morning satellite photos show clear skies over the region, just some high cloudiness down towards Galveston Bay. Otherwise, it is clear from Brownsville on back off towards the El Paso area and up into Amarillo and Dallas. So much of the state enjoying sunshine throughout the day. It will be one of those locations. Temperatures today near 70. It'll be clear tonight, 45 to 50. Sunny and 70 tomorrow. Sunshine, breezy, 70 to 75 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. You may have your last chance to actually see sports at the Holler House. We'll get you filled in on that, plus E.T.'s broken finger and more with Aggie basketball, all coming up at 6:50.
I thought his finger glowed. I didn't think it was broken.
Elston Turner.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's the other E.T.
The other E.T.
Okay.
The first E.T.
Yeah, okay. No, the second E.T. The first one was the one that had his finger glowing. But anyway, okay. All right, so anyhow, this looks like an idea that I would figure should have happened prior to now, and maybe it has, but this is the story that we have this morning. A town in England is late-night diners and late-night convenience stores for people who might be out having a nip or so. Now, a late-night barber. You see, that makes perfect sense. I mean, I'm guessing places like Las Vegas, which is supposed to be a 24-hour city, they probably have 24-hour barbers. I'm a little concerned about the barber's name. His name is Dizzy Taylor. I don't know that we need a guy Dizzy necessarily cutting hair, but nonetheless, he opened his shop in Preston, England, to give early morning...
What? Preston. That's one of people always name their kids Preston because it sounds so good, but Preston's a dump.
Oh, well.
Just going to say that.
I know the...
It sounds so uppity, but...
The Preston, England Chamber of Commerce is pleased that you're giving them that glowing review. Anyway, he says he'll give early morning trims to people who stagger out of the town's bars and nightclubs. Oh, it does sound kind of like a dive city, doesn't it? Well, so, I mean...
I got to wonder, though, what the haircut's going to be. Let's take it all off.
Well,
I don't need it anymore.
Well, and again, do you think that of course, you got to keep them awake.
Sure.
Probably during the, that's a problem, but... I mean, are you going to get many complaints?
Mm-mm.
I
the next
think
morning?
That, yeah, well, I, you know, and...
Yeah, if they remember where they were.
Well, or they don't know what denomination of money they give you. I mean...
True.
It could work.
There
it
you
work.
Go.
Yeah. We got a lot of info.
Nation.
But again, if the guy cutting your hair's name is Dizzy, can you expect very much? I think they could lower your expectations almost immediately.
At this point, you might as well do tattoos in the back, too.
Them, too. Yeah.
It's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time today.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
It's all at 6:15, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Here we are, the 71st day of the year, 294 of them to go. It's the 12th of March. And today is a Girl Scout Day.
Really?
Yeah, I think they organized on this date. This is the anniversary of it. It's Organize Your Home Office Day. It's Plant a Flower Day. Of course, in some areas of the country, you'd have to move the snow off the ground to do that. I'm not sure that works very well.
Use a pick to get into the dirt.
I would think this needs to be like Arbor Day, where it's different in different parts of the country. But anyway, they're doing that. And Today, oh boy, National Baked Scallops Day. I can't think of anything I'd want less than a
baked scallop. How are you spelling scallop?
I don't know. S-C-A-L-L-O-P-S.
Oh, like a scallop? Like,
yeah, well, but
like
that's not how I say it. Yeah, but that's not how I say it. Yeah.
Okay. And no, I just wasn't sure if we were talking about the same thing.
Oh, sure, yeah.
They taste like baked rubber bands.
Yeah, they do.
Hey,
I just like a wad of them, as a matter of fact.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Wrap them in bacon.
Yeah, once again,
exactly.
Good for anything. All right, what do we got?
Celebrity birthdays. Aaron Eckhart is 45 years old.
Oh, Battle of Los Angeles, right?
And the new one, Olympus Has Fallen.
Oh,
he plays the president.
Oh, well, there.
Daryl Strawberry, former Major League Baseball player, great, and crackhead.
And troubled.
Yeah.
We call him troubled.
I'm sorry.
He's not in my all-star cookbook. Yeah. I'm just going to put that out there.
He is 51. Courtney B. Vance is 53. He's on L.A. Law and Order, I'm sorry.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Marlon Jackson, 56.
Oh, from Swing a Dead Cat.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
James Taylor, 65.
Oh, my.
Which really kind of surprised me. For some reason, I thought he was older.
Well, the reason is because he's been bald forever.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
But his voice sure sounds nice and youthful.
Hasn't changed much.
Mm-mm.
No, has not.
Mitt Romney, 66.
Speaking of hair. Yeah.
Liza, 67.
Uh-huh. I pushed her once, you know.
Liza Minnelli?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
She pushed me. I pushed her back.
Where?
At a theater in New York. She pushed me to get by, and she got by, and I pushed her back.
She did it on purpose?
I did, yeah. Well, she did it. She pushed me on purpose.
Attaboy.
Wow. Yeah.
Chivalry in New York is
dead.
Yeah,
hey, what do you want? Yeah. She
I'm
started
sorry that
it.
She pushed me. Sorry that it's been a lifelong issue.
No, it hasn't been a lifelong issue.
I love that. She started it.
Well, yeah. I mean, golly.
Who would have ever thought Scott was picked on by Liza Minnelli?
Yeah, really. So
I'm not calling you a coward, but
me?
I can just see you doing the cowardly, put him up, put him up, put him up.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, come on. Here we go.
Al Jarreau is 73, and Barbara Feldon is 80. She was agent 99 and Get Smart.
Yeah,
she's very
was.
Pretty lady.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, yeah. John Provost, who was Timmy, got trapped in the well a lot. On
yeah, he did. He's still alive?
He is, yes. After being trapped in the well so many times, how in the world could that have happened? And Johnny Rutherford, who's a race car-like dude. He'd be 75. Those are the birthdays.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Now Obama's saying Republicans are principled people and they do what's best for the country. So what explains this? And the bigger thing is, how do Republicans not get sucked into this because the president playing games? You know, the media often lifts you up to bang you right back down. The president here is lifting up so he can bang them all in the head. And my belief is that by the end of this week, he'll be in full apocalyptic Armageddon, doom and gloom, the Ryan budget's going to destroy humanity mode because they dare to actually try to balance the budget to stop robbing from our children because the Democrats are thieves, led by the president. He is a thief. He's stealing from future generations by spending $1 trillion+ more a year than we take in.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99% or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
A brighter employment outlook. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Job security and job prospects are improving. Manpower's latest survey finds 3/4 of the nation's employers plan to maintain current staffing levels this spring. Only 5% expect cutbacks in the second quarter, and hiring trends are positive in every state and metro area covered by the survey. The company company behind the popular mobile game Angry Birds apparently sees a future as more than just a game maker. Rovio Entertainment will release an animated series this week. You'll be able to see it on a mobile device or a streaming media box. We will see calorie counts on many of the prepared foods we buy, but it will take a while before the information is universal. The head of the Food and Drug Administration says writing a menu labeling law has become extremely thorny. The restaurant industry has gotten behind the posting of calorie counts, but supermarkets, convenience stores, and companies that sell food and vending machines oppose the measure. Stock futures are lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
In mid-sized companies, the left hand needs to know what the right hand is doing. When they do, business can take on a whole new rhythm, especially with IBM's Smart Cloud Engage Advanced. It combines communities, web meetings, and file sharing with business-grade email in one security-rich environment, making it the smarter way to collaborate. Register now for your 60-day free trial at ibm.com/engines/engage.
Progressive presents Flo's newest jam. Bundling will make you feel like the mayor of Savingsville.
Bundle your home and auto together, and you'll feel like the mayor of Savingsville. Yes, you will. A town famous for the world's biggest puppy.
Bundle your home and auto together and save. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Home insurance underwritten by Homesite Group, Boston Mass, and other unaffiliated companies. Available in most states.
Being retired doesn't mean you're tired of being active, so now is a good time to contact Homestead Senior Care. We're currently looking for 30 good caregivers, giving you the perfect opportunity to make a difference in someone else's life. For more information, click on homestead.com/BCS.
Children learn to read on the laps of their parents. Did you know nearly two-thirds of low-income families have no children's books at home? So here's how you can help. Become a part of the Half Price Books Half Pint Library program. Bring a new or gently used children's book to any Half Price Books today. We'll match your donations and distribute to local organizations for kids in need. To learn more, visit hpb.com. The Half Pint Library Book Drive. It's kids' books from the community for the community.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values.
Small business entrepreneurs are the backbone of the American economy. They all need one important thing, capital. And Spirit of Texas Bank is the number one Texas-owned bank for small business production with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Texas-owned, Texas-proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Good morning, it's 624. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. A little chilly this morning, but, you know, the temps are going to be okay for the balance of the week. High temperature today, about 74, 44 for a low temperature tonight. And then we'll probably be in that neighborhood all the way through to the weekend. And, in fact, looking on towards Saturday, looking at a high of 77 degrees then. No mention of rain in the forecast, and each night we'll be down probably 40, like I say, 44, 45 next couple of nights, and up to about 55 later in the week. So as far as current winds, they're calm. Our humidity is 68%. And we've got fair skies outside. It's and remember, the sun's not going to be up for, gosh, almost another hour out there just because of that daylight savings time thing. And we've got 44 degrees out there.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you, whether it's for you individually or for your business. Let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net or call us at 979-694-6900.
If you consider yourself a hopeful person, that's a good thing. If you consider yourself a wishful person, that's probably a bad thing. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Friday nights belong to Rock Center with Brian Williams.
For most of us, the work week is over. Rock Center comes along, 10 o'clock Friday night. I try to make the television I would want to watch. We're going to find aspects of life, people you've heard about, people you may not have heard about. Ordinary Americans, exceptional Americans. I love a discovery. On Rock Center, we will do a story that never quite leaves you. Come spend an hour with us on a Friday night.
Rock Center with Brian Williams, Fridays at 10 on NBC.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of this Safe Light advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Although they seem similar, wishing and hoping are very different. What is wishing?
It's believing that the future will be better than the present, and I just have to kick back and wait for it. That's wishing.
Dr. Shane Lopez, author of the book Making Hope Happen.
When you think the future will be great and you don't anticipate the obstacles that pop up and you don't get ready to work hard, then you're wishing, and that actually undermines your momentum for the future. Hoping involves not only that belief that the future will be better than the present, but this understanding that you've got to put a lot of tools and resources together to make it so. So hoping is really, it's a lot of hard work, and wishing is quite passive and quite detrimental to most people.
Half the population has high levels of hope. If you're not especially hopeful, it helps to hang out with people who are.
Hope is indeed contagious, and that's been one of the more delightful discoveries. And what we find is that enthusiastic leaders, and you can say enthusiastic teachers, parents, preachers, make other people hopeful.
Another way to increase your levels of hope is to plan something like a trip to give you something to look forward to.
So having the anticipation of a trip can really generate positive emotions that can feed into this hope cycle. We really, gosh, Mike, we really waste a lot of psychological capital by not using that anticipatory excitement to our advantage.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggie Lane Carpet One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that, and it's really unconditional. We don't have anything that should make you feel like you can't tell us that you're just not happy with that style.
What if we just don't like the color? Is that a reason?
That's an absolutely acceptable reason to us. If we installed a carpet in your home that you don't like the color, it didn't go with your paint colors, your wall colors.
Or it looks different laid down.
Oh, we're glad to replace it for that reason. It's really a satisfaction warranty that we want you to love the style, the color that you chose.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
Beautiful. You probably didn't notice, but I'm a con artist. I'm someone who you know and trust. I'm going to be your friend. And when you really like me, I'm going to take you for everything you've got.
Don't be a victim of financial fraud. Before you invest your hard-earned money, call 888-663-0009 or visit TexasInvestorEd.org. One quick call could protect your money and your future. Sponsored by the Texas State Securities Board.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is approaching fast. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing returns since 1987 and are an authorized IRS e-file provider. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the peace of mind that comes from having your return professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Click on MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Tonight is your best opportunity to catch a comet. And with clear skies in the forecast, Don Corona at the A&M Observatory says right above the horizon, look to the southwest and the crescent moon to find the Pan-STARRS comet.
By the time the sun is far enough below the horizon to where this comet stands out, between that point and the time the comet sets, you know, you're looking at, you know, 30 minutes, 30 to 45 minutes maybe, just depending on the day. This comet is just sort of grazing our horizon, so we don't get a lot of time to view it.
Corona says this is the brightest comet we've had the opportunity to see since 1976. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry was an observer at the most recent meeting of city staff, consultants, and residents of the Welborn community.
Where they had a number of architects and landscape architects that met for a day and a half with this resource team and other members of the Welborn community. And they said, okay, what are the things that you really want? You know, they learned what the city could do and couldn't do.
Berry says architects developed proposed signage intended to provide a more visible identity to what was an unincorporated town that was annexed nearly 2 years ago.
The community of Welborn loved the railroad, so they proposed entrance signs, no exit signs, but entrance signs that's on railroad ties.
Oh,
that would be, it says Welborn community.
Another idea is to develop land along Live Oak Street, parallel to Welborn Road, as a retail area. And a growing need for water in Texas is not only about consumption. That was one of the things State Representative Kyle Cassell of rural College Station learned in recent meetings with the Brazos River Authority and the House Agriculture Committee.
It's all about infrastructure. And, you know, one of the points we brought up with the BRAs, we're not talking about the wastewater treatment or the disposal side. And that part of the infrastructure has some issues, too. So we've got a lot of work to do, and it is key to get this done, because if we wait any longer, the cost is going to escalate.
$2 billion is expected to be spent from the state's rainy day fund towards water projects. Cassell says the Brazos River Authority could use at least $20 million for projects in his district. In the meantime, Texas has been receiving some heavy springtime rains, and geologists warn that there is the potential for sinkholes to form in some areas here, much like the one which swallowed up a man in Tampa, Florida last week.
Though it's not common, geologist Jeff Payne says in Texas, sinkholes hundreds of feet deep are capable of forming during this time of year when heavy spring rains move through the state.
Most of the sinkholes in Texas are springtime sinkholes.
Payne says there's no predicting where a sinkhole will form, and Terry Vernon of Houston knows that for a fact, as she was sucked into a sinkhole while walking in her backyard and survived.
The only way I can explain it is like I stepped off the roof of a house, because I went down that fast and I went to my shoulders just instantly.
Joe Gomez, TSN News.
For 5 years, the Texas Attorney General's office has been investigating claims made by a Houston-based chain of tanning salons. Dark tan salons, including a College Station location, had advertised their tanning beds can increase levels of vitamin D in the body and had videos claiming their ultraviolet light yielded a decreased risk of breast cancer.
The Food and Drug Administration has not approved tanning beds for that purpose or for companies to make those types of claims, and it's just unlawful.
Tom Kelly with the State Attorney General's office says Dark Tan has agreed to stop marketing the false claims. Part of the settlement includes Dark Tan paying almost $142,000. WTAW News Time is 6:34. It's 45 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Sir, we're out.
out of ink again.
What? We can't go over budget again.
We don't need to pay more to print when we can call Cartridge World.
And now for the entire month of March, you can save even more at Cartridge World. 50% more. First, go like Cartridge World on Facebook, then click on the offer tab. Cartridge World will send you an email for 50% off your next purchase of printer, ink, or toner. That's 50% off just by clicking Cartridge World's Facebook offer tab.
Cartridge World. Why pay more to print? In the Brian Tejas Center. Call 823-4800. Like us on Facebook.
Since 1972, the Sevcek family has owned and operated Sevcek Service Center. Whether you need a flat tire fixed or an engine replaced, Sevcek has experienced, knowledgeable mechanics on staff to get the job done. Sevcek is open 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. In most cases, you can drop your car or truck off in the morning, pick it up in the afternoon. And Sevcek has a full-service gas island where you can get the fluid levels and tire pressure checked while filling up. Sevcek Service Center. 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
It's 635. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
We have high pressure in control of our weather this morning. Looks like several nice days shaping up for the region. Sunshine and turning comfortable as the day goes on. Highs will reach 70. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will be 45 to 50. We have more sun in the forecast for tomorrow, highs near 70. Clear tomorrow night with a low anywhere from 45 to 50 degrees. Mostly sunny and breezy for Thursday, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports Athletics back at the Holler House, at least for one last time before the demolition. We'll get you caught up on that, plus the A&M basketball press conferences, both the men and women were held yesterday, and we'll cover that for you here in about 12 minutes.
Okay, and now there's a story coming out of Austin, you know, the state capital where the legislature meets, right? It says here, lawmakers mulling term limits for statewide officials. As soon as November, it says here, Texans could vote on whether to impose term limits on statewide officials.
Yeah?
Well, here's the key phrase. Under a proposal that would first require approval from the legislature. Okay. They're not going to do anything to limit the terms of any statewide officials.
Not going to happen.
Some of them think that they'll end up there. So why in the world would you shorten your lifespan politically? The deal is it's supposed to be limited to two consecutive four-year terms, which would mean Rick Perry's like 27 years over the limit already. So just saying. So we'll see how that works. Again, to use the word mulling, I think, is wrong because they're really not. Oh, let's see. Oh, let's talking about bills. You know, the deadline for bills was Friday at 6 o'clock. We do have some pretty important ones here, though. A package of bills to help small craft brewers of beer and beer pubs seems to be moving along. Beer pubs and that kind of thing. The founder of the Freetail Brewing Company and a member of the Texas Craft Brewers Guild says that craft brewers, distributors, and major beer makers have come to an agreement in principle on an issue that had threatened the growing industry of making your own beer, or making beer for consumption of others. See how that works.
Well, there's some weird things about that. Like, you know, BJ's?
Uh-huh.
They used to make beer on premises, and they can't do it anymore. All they make their at all the local stores is root beer.
Is that right?
Because TABC apparently makes it very difficult because in order to sell it, you have to have a certain recipe and it has to be done exactly the same way, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. It kind of favors the big corporations that make beer.
So that's it. So let's hear it for the small guys.
None of which are owned by Americans
anymore. Yeah, that's true. Well, that'll be interesting. See how that works. Of course, obviously in other states, that's kind of an industry. You know, They make the beer right there. You can see it being made.
Missouri.
Drink it later. Yeah.
Well, in Milwaukee.
Washington. Yeah, I think Washington does a lot of that. I mean, as far as the little stuff.
Craft brews, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, let me see. Oh, this is a happy story.
Oh, good.
The number of Americans on food stamps is at an all-time high.
You lied.
Yeah, that revealed a new statistics that were released kind of quietly last Friday. Anything they release on Friday is hoping you won't notice. Especially because it's the Friday before spring break. But these numbers came from the Department of Agriculture. They show the number of people getting SNAP, or that's Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Doesn't that make you feel better? That's so much better than food stamps.
Yes.
You say, I'm SNAP. I'm SNAP. Benefits average just a hair over $46.6 million every month last year. For December of last year, though, it was up to 47.8 million people getting food stamps. Again, that's 47.8 million people on food stamps.
Wow.
That's a lot of votes. Oh, I didn't say that. Anyway. So you feel pretty good about that? I don't know if you ever saw this show, MASH. It was a television show.
It
was a movie first, and it was a television show. It was pretty popular. And it was the story of the Mobile Army Surgical Hospitals that were developed over in Korea, because the North Koreans and the South Koreans were having themselves a spat, and we got involved. And that was back in the early 50s and that kind of thing. Well, apparently yesterday, North Korea decided that they were just going to end that six-decade ceasefire. And so all of a sudden they say they're ready to go to war again with South Korea.
Now, didn't y'all once upon a time the infomaniacs called one of those best Korea?
Kim Jong-un, yeah. Or is it, no, it's Kim Jong-il, daddy, called it best Korea. Or maybe Kim Jong-un did. Yeah, one of them did. It wasn't us. It was them they were calling it.
Well,
that.
He's the sexiest man alive. He can do anything he wants.
Of course he can. With that haircut? Man, are you kidding me? Yeah. That's another thing. I mean, that barber doesn't have to worry about much.
No, sir.
You know exactly what you got to do. Just do the white walls right there. Anyway, they've decided to scrap the six-decade-old ceasefire that's been in place between North and South Korea. And a few thousand U.S. troops who are also stationed at the 38th parallel dividing line between both nations.
Wasn't that established in that treaty?
Yeah, it was, yeah. Because a peace treaty was never signed, though, you see, the Korean War could be considered still an active war. The North is unhappy that the United Nations, I know, passed last Thursday tougher sanctions for carrying out additional missiles and nuclear tests and war games and that kind of thing that... So we'll see what happens.
Has Darwinism gone so very wrong?
Yeah, it really is. It is. Well, and again, it just they need something to do. They want to stir the troops up. The Black Caucus is not happy with the president. The Black Caucus is not happy with the president.
Are
again.
You serious?
Yeah. No, they've taken him to task before. Not that it does any good. Ohio Democrat Congresswoman Marcia Fudge. What a great name. She's the chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus, fired off a letter to the president yesterday in which she says the people, quote, the people you have chosen to appoint this new term have hardly been reflective of this country's diversity, end quote. Not enough Native Americans, I'm thinking. Or maybe not. Ms.
Yeah,
Fudge.
That's it.
Ms. Fudge called on the president to appoint cabinet members with the ability, quote, to speak to the unique needs of African Americans. I don't know what that means. And anything I say would probably be considered really politically insensitive. But I'm thinking anything that she says would be politically insensitive. How do you say something like, speak to the unique needs of African Americans?
Well, I thought we was all just U.S. Americans.
That's right.
Don't all the different people groups have specific unique needs, though?
If you really
think about it.
Okay, would you like to give me a list of those which would be necessary for African Americans? Because, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what they would be.
Well, for example, I know there's a lot of concern about the recent, I think it's a bill, talking about having high schools that focus more towards trades. And I know that a lot of minority groups are really concerned because they feel like in the past, minorities have been pushed towards those programs more than, say, white students.
Uh-huh.
And obviously, minorities are going to be more concerned about a bill like that than groups that haven't felt like they've been infringed upon.
Oh, very good. Okay.
So
excellent example. Okay.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, so we need to get rid of Arne Duncan. He's the Secretary of Education, right? I did hear, I heard an interview with Arne Duncan over the weekend, and... Arnie is being the Secretary of Education, and apparently in the presidential line of succession, after the president, if the president's disabled, comes the vice president and then the Speaker of the House and then a whole bunch of other people like all the members of the cabinet and the Secretary of Homeland Security, and then finally comes the Secretary of Education in the line if something were to happen to the president. And they asked him if that was true, and he said, yeah, at my house we call us the 16th family. I kind of like that. Anyway, that's it. You know, I just, we're today. I'm listening to Fox News as I'm driving in, okay? The Republicans are going to put out a 10-year budget plan today that would include defunding Obamacare. Well, that means it's DOA in the Senate.
Sure it is.
And the Senate's got a plan.
Of course it does.
And I don't remember exactly what the stipulation is that does it, but it makes it DOA in the House. So why are they even going to the trouble of doing this? Why don't they just put together something that they actually might vote on and pass? Because, you know, we're paying their salary. We're paying their staff salary. We're doing all of that stuff. And they already know today, before they introduce the legislation, that it's not going to pass in the other body. I know it's not the first time it's happened. It's not the first time it's happened this week, probably. But, I mean, why do we continue to do that? Why do we continue to have to pay for that? Right?
Because they've got to show that they're doing something.
Yeah. As Earl Pitt said, wake up America, right? Next day is 6:46.
Don't spend another spring or summer family vacation with discontent kids in the car for hours on end. This year, bring vacation to your own backyard with Line Home Products. Line Home Products will create your own permanent vacation spot without all the hassle. Line Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor kitchen and barbecue setting, offering custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Visit linehomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E, homeproducts.com. Or call 229-9051 today.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, March 16th, learn about raising poultry at home. Whether it's producing eggs or meat, a home flock can be both rewarding and fun. Learn how to successfully manage the flock this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Have you ever worked from dawn till dusk only to realize that your masterpiece was more like a mixed up piece of landscaping? Well, gardener, you probably just tried too hard. I have some of the most common ways you can achieve great results easily, and I'll be back with details, easy steps to a more perfect home landscape right after this message. It's absolutely our best poster offer ever. Get all four highly informative, full-color, 15x30-inch heavy cardstock posters and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Together, it's more than a $71 value for only $34. The posters include our 100 best Texas landscape plants. That's the best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers. It's a very large chart. It gives you every last detail to help you make the best selections. 100 best Texas annual flowers, 120 best Texas perennials, all 120 crepe myrtle varieties. Complete details on every plant on every poster. Each poster is like a book of its own. All four posters and the magazine subscription, only $34. Posters alone would normally be $48. You pay only $34 total, you get the magazine subscription as well. 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. If you want to have a more beautiful home landscape and you want to keep it looking great but easily, keep it simple. Start with a simple design. The best landscapes are usually modest. No flashy splashes of color sprawled all over the grounds. No tightly sheared shrubs lining walks and drives. Simplicity is always acceptable. Keep it natural. The best landscape looks like a woodland meadow into which a lovely house was mysteriously and gently dropped. Plants aren't sent in straight lines. A limited number of species is involved. While the plants that are used are all adapted, they aren't necessarily only Texas natives, so keep it natural looking, but not necessarily just with native plants. Have at least a basic idea of what you're wanting to achieve with your plantings, whether it's privacy, recreational space, shade, or just beauty to look at. You'll save yourself years of frustration if you plan for it from the outset. Sketch your plan, then choose plants and materials that will take you there. Have a sequence for the projects. Long-term things like shade trees and turf grass have to come first. Major shrubs fall into the same category, but low shrubs and ground covers can wait if they must. Sometimes, however, it's easier just to get it all done at one time. If funds are limited, perhaps you can wait to do the backyard, get the turf and a shade tree or two planted, and then the rest will come later. Everything should be functional. Plan necessary walks and position the shade where it will be most welcomed. Keep water faucets handy and enlarge the patio if it's too cramped for parties. Every element you introduce into your landscape should have its own purpose, and every plant and every piece of hardscape you add should be the best possible option at fulfilling those needs. Don't do anything cute. Cute landscapes often fail. First, they don't look natural, and second, they can be downright distracting. Your landscape should be the frame for its picture. The picture is your house, and that frame needs to be built very carefully. That means that alternating red leaf barberry and gold spot euonymus, while stunning in your mind beforehand, will become staining to the landscape thereafter. Too much color, not a good plan. Keep it tidy. All it takes is one unedged fence or a windwash of leaves against a wall to make the landscape look unloved. Routine maintenance to keep your plants well fertilized, properly watered, and regularly groomed will pay big dividends. I'm Neil Sperry, and scheming for color will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks so much for listening, and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:51. Texas A&M men's basketball head coach Billy Kennedy addressed the media on Monday in advance of the Aggies' trip to Nashville for the 2013 SEC men's basketball tournament. First question that was asked was about Aggie star Elston Turner, whose speculation had him with a broken finger.
We're not sure. I mean, he's going to try to do some things today. He didn't practice with us at all the last few days. His treatment's going well. He obviously wants to play, and I think he'll try to play. We'll know more after practice this afternoon.
ET came out later in the conference and put all speculation to rest.
I went to the doctor this morning and got a second look at the x-rays, and it looks like I will be playing on Wednesday.
The SEC tournament starts tomorrow for at the Aggies at 9 o'clock. Pregame with Dave and Al starts at 8:30, and all the action is live here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Then at the press conference, it was Coach Blair's turn. And, of course, one of the very first questions was about being the first Aggie team to win an SEC title.
You knew it was coming by what we had already done in the individual sports. We were close in football. We were close in soccer and volleyball. We won West Division championships. But after it wasn't done before us, we definitely wanted to be that champion. And we talked about it not going into the last day. We talked about it when we got to the tournament. We had that much confidence in ourselves.
The ladies will have to wait until next Monday to find out where they'll be seated, but Coach Blair, ever the bracketologist, says he, quote, knows, and he has A&M pegged at a 3 seed. He guaranteed it. On Not Aggie Baseball, they're looking to get back in the win column before getting into the conference circuit. A&M hosts Houston Baptist, coming off a pair of losses to wrap up its series against Cal State Fullerton. Pitching matchup tonight, we'll see the Aggies start sophomore Corey Ray, and Houston Baptist will start Tyler Holzer. Victory by the Aggies would put Rob Childress on the 300-win plateau for his career. First pitch tonight, 6:35, all the action, of course, live, right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW again. Texas A&M volleyball team will face some top collegiate teams in the region during this spring exhibition season, as the Aggies are slated to compete in 3 tournaments. And if you yearn for the days of the Holler House, then you'll have one last chance. The Aggies will welcome Rice, Stephen F. Austin, Texas State, and UTSA to College Station on April 6th for what will likely be the last competition to ever be held at G. Raleigh White Coliseum before its impending demolition. San Antonio Spurs enjoyed a 2-game lead over the Oklahoma City Thunder in the NBA's Western Conference, following a 105-93 triumph over the Thunder. Tiago Splitter finished with 21 points, 10 rebounds, as the Spurs beat the Thunder for the 6th straight time while ending Oklahoma's 5-game winning streak. Gonzaga is number 1 in the Associated Press men's basketball poll for the 2nd straight week. The Bulldogs back up their ranking with last night's 65-51 win over St. Mary's in the West Coast Conference championship game, putting Gonzaga back in the NCAA tournament for the 15th straight year. Speaking of straight years, Brittany Griner's been hot for 3 years and kept on going. She put up 31, and top-ranked Baylor won its 3rd consecutive Big 12 tournament championship, rolling past number 23 Iowa State, 75-47. In a matchup of the Big 12 top seeds, The Lady Bears, 32-1 in their 6-8 senior, easily earned another trophy in their dominant run through the conference. Now the defending national champions can turn their attention towards the biggest prize and a possible matchup again with Texas A&M in the regionals. Hunter Pence doubled and tripled and drove in both runs Monday in the San Francisco Giants' 2-1 victory over the Texas Rangers. In the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys have released linebacker Dan Connor and restructured the contracts of three more players, moves expected to get them under the salary cap. Dallas had already redone contracts for other players before adding Mackenzie Berdue, defensive tackle Jay Ratliff, and quarterback Orlando Scandrick to the list on Monday. Teams have to be under the NFL salary cap of $123 million by Tuesday, by later on today when the free agency starts. And finally, Michael Vick's book signing tour has been canceled because of threats against him for running dogfighting rings. The Philadelphia Eagles quarterback was scheduled to sign copies of his autobiography, Finally Free, at Barnes & Noble stores in Atlanta, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. A person with knowledge of the situation told the Associated Press the signings were scrapped because of threats against Vick and store employees. Vick served 18 months in federal prison for his role in running the dogfighting rings. That's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you. Whether it's for you individually or for your business, let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net. Or call us at 979-694-6900.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
We interrupt this program to bring you great financial news. Get double, yes, double your down payment or your tax refund only at Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group will double your down payment or your tax refund up to $6,000. You heard right. Your $3,000 tax refund becomes $6,000 toward the purchase of any select new GMC, Buick, or Cadillac in stock. Why wait for Uncle Sam when you could double your tax refund now and drive home a new GMC, Buick, or Cadillac from Sterling Auto Group for thousands less? Get $10,000 off any select new 2013 GMC Sierra truck in stock. Plus, Sterling Auto Group wants your current trade, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, regardless of make, miles, or condition. Get 0% APR for 72 months or $5,000 cash back on select models. Nobody delivers more for less than Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group, 205 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. GMC, we are professional grade.
Plus TTL and fees with approved credit. Zero APR, $1,389 per thousand finance. Offers not in combination. All incentives to dealer.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car's European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's a couple of minutes till. It's time for our beauty tip of the day. Those who do that every...
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, sure. It might sound sticky, but honey is really good for our skin. It's a natural antioxidant and bacteria killer.
It makes you really popular with your dog.
That's right. That is good for us both inside and out. Honey has been used medicinally for thousands of years to treat burns and wounds, and it even gave Cleopatra that healthy glow, albeit sticky. You apply the honey directly to your skin.
It doesn't work on snakes.
Yeah, really. Applying it directly to your skin can only help lock in the moisture, heal blemishes, combat wrinkles, and improve elasticity.
So that means you can put it on a zit?
I guess that's what they're saying. Yeah, if you can stand being sticky, smear some honey on your face and let it work its magic for 15 minutes before washing it off. Natural raw honey, okay? The raw honey with no additives is the best. You can treat your entire body to the benefits of honey by adding 1/4 cup of warm bath water. You can also... You can add a fragrance if you'd like to do that.
Ugh.
Apparently, Cleopatra, in fact, used goat milk to mix it with the honey. Again.
It's just getting worse and worse.
It is, I know, yeah. If you think the honey's bad, mix it with goat milk, yeah, and you've got it made. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full...